Star 94.1, and we welcome Chris Squires of the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. How are you, Chris?
I'm blessing you, Brother Ellison. Thanks for having us on for today. I appreciate your support of the project as well.
Hey, it's a pleasure. You got a great project.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Tell us about God in Control. How did that come about?
The guy who used to play guitar for us, Isaac Phillip, who also co-produced the project with me. And he moved to California about 4 or 5 years ago, got married. He had this song, God is in Control, that he came in and taught to the choir. And it became almost a theme song for us at one point because of all the different things that the choir was going through, choir members were going through. There were doctors saying that their loved ones was not going to make it, and there were people who said that consolidation or job opportunities were disappearing. And everybody was having, a lot of people in the choir were having trouble, so when the song kept coming up, it's not over, God is in control, it made us say, we can't pay attention to what man says. We have to concentrate on what God says. And it became like a theme for us, and we were just blessed by Isaac coming back in and giving us a song.
Would you say this project is a prophetic project? Because I know you've got some great ballads on the project. One ballad I love is, You Are All I Need.
Isn't that a wonderful song?
Oh, it is.
Jeffrey LaValle out of Flint, Michigan, who has been writing for the choir for years, and I convinced him, I coaxed him, I twisted his arm to finally be on the project. Again, it was one of those songs that the choir, after going through all the things we were going through, we had to recognize that it didn't matter how the previous record company was doing us. It really didn't matter because God was all we needed, and God was going to make a way. So, I mean, it was like, there were days when we were rehearsing the song, we couldn't even get through the rehearsal because the praise was so high in the room.
You know, speaking of previous record companies, I know you're on a new label now. You're with Intro Gospel. How has this affected the choir's future? How have they affected you guys?
Well, you know, originally they were scared because they didn't understand my talking and dealing with Intro. We had a couple deal. We actually had a contract that they thought we were going to sign with a company that everybody's familiar with, and they were all gung ho. But I could not sign it because it just didn't make sense. God would not leave me to sign it. And my lawyer, who happens to be the lawyer for with Troy Sneed of Intro Gospel, hooked us up. And in 2 weeks, maybe two, 3 weeks, we had the deal done. And I knew from the start that this wasn't going to be a record company artist relationship. It was going to be a partnership. It was going to be a marriage. And it's been incredible. That staff at Intro is one of the best in gospel music or in music. Troy, Emily, Tawanda, and Carla, incredible staff. So I just see this marriage as a long-term affair, commitment that's going to produce some more major projects and products like we've had in the past.
Since you mentioned some names, let's talk about a couple of folks. What comes to mind when I say Reverend Daryl Coley?
He's preparing me, sovereign, friend, buddy, minister from on high, incredible talent, incredible vocalist, has been a part of the choir since almost the beginning.
How about Patti LaBelle? When you've been blessed, tell us about that.
Yeah, a friend of ours is Patti LaBelle's personal assistant, and he said, Patti needs a choir for this song that she's doing. And we went in the studio one Sunday, and about 8 o'clock, we got out of the studio about 2 o'clock, and it was a blessing. She was an amazing person, allowed us to be creative in the studio with the background vocals, and we've done a couple other things since, but nothing compares to the When You've Been Blessed project that we were part of.
That is, I mean, wow. That's a great song.
It is.
And I did not know until I did my homework. It was you guys. You guys did a great, you were great.
Praise God.
Really. Let's talk more about your project. Okay, God is in control. Let's talk about a song called We Shall Be Made Alive.
You like that churchy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Tracy Harris has been with the choir since 1986-87. She does a lot of background work around the country as well with other artists. But Tracy Harris, and the scary thing about that song, We Shall Be Made Alive, is that it was about 25 minutes long on the session, and Bruce Parham is on it, but we couldn't put it all on the session. Lucretia did a piece of it. It is a wonderful song. It just made me want to go right back to church. It's a song that you can sing on Sunday morning. You can play on the radio. You can do anything because it is a very, very good song.
How about anytime, anything, anywhere?
These young cats, Marette Brown Clark introduced us to the writers of these songs. They just came up to drive her up from Baltimore to our rehearsal, and they said they had a song, so we let them teach it. It was like, wow, this is good. And the young lady that sings the song, Michelle, her mother actually is singing on the project with us as well. She does the song Great Things on there. But Michelle is also, she's been with us, she's like 20-something years old. I can't tell, she'll kill me. But she's been with the choir since like 16 years old. But she's doing some vocal works with a secular artist. She also did some work with Tone, and she was on the BET. She did all the background, was one of the background singers for the BET Gospel Celebration just recently. So, yeah, incredibly talented young girl.
We're talking to Chris Squires of the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. Your project, It's Not Over, God Is in Control. Chris, have you and the choir ever felt that it was over and God wasn't in control?
You know something, and this project made us made some choir members lose faith because it had been the record company that we were with, Air, we recorded the project for them, and they kept saying, so we were going back and forth with it, and most choir members did not believe, and they were starting to lose faith. But again, when we kept playing the song and going over in rehearsal, it just renewed their strength. So it was a good thing for us that Isaac brought the song. It's an incredible song of ministry. And yeah, they did think, there were some who thought, up until a few months ago when the single finally hit the airways, that it was over.
Wow. We're talking to Chris Squires. Chris, who are you trying to reach on this project?
You know something, and I'm glad you asked that question, because, you know, everybody is trying to do the crossover thing and secular airplay, but I think one of the things that's missing for gospel music is the choir sound that's trying to reach people in church, because, you know, we people in church need to be ministered to in song as well, and there needs to be songs that pastors aren't afraid to let the choir sing in church. So we're looking at the church side. We're not going to turn away anybody who wants to find Jesus. But we're trying to make sure that we focus on music that can be done in the church, music that pastors will embrace.
How does one keep being sane when you have to deal with a big choir? Because there's egos, individuality. You know, how do you keep it together, Chris?
You know, the strange thing about it is that over the last couple of years, they've been calling me pastor because I have to operate it. But what we have is a very talented group, a leadership group that we allow to work within the organization. I don't try to do it by myself. There are people who we might talk to, a leader of an organization, we'll talk to other things. So we try to solve problems in those areas. But more importantly, we invite the pastors of the various members to be part of our organization to come in anytime for rehearsal, so that we have a relationship with pastors, so that if there are needs in the choir, that we can have a pastor minister or one of the pastors of one of our members minister. So it's sometimes a strain. Other times it's a blessing because they will support you all the way.
Where do you see this project taking the choir?
Well, I mean, it's an amazing project. I think that what it does, I mean, the choir has been a little dormant for the last 5 years. I think it restores the faith in those people who like choir music, who love music that they can sing in churches. I think with the relationship with MTRO and Wilmington Chester has made it easier to get some things accomplished. I think that this puts the choir back in the spotlight nationally as far as one of the premier choirs in the country.
Chris, we appreciate it. We wish you nothing but blessings, and we speak life to the project, that the project will continue to put Wilmington Chester in the forefront. Not only that, but it will bless a lot of people. You got a great project, Chris.
Thank you, Pedro. You know, you forgot to mention my favorite song on the project.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you what it is. He Won't Change.
I love that, but that ain't it.
Uh-oh.
Cut three.
Lord, you are worthy.
No, cut three. Victory.
Oh.
I'm declaring war on the enemy.
That's right.
That's my theme because, and I say this, I know you have to get out, but that's my theme because 6 weeks ago to this day, I was in a operating room, diagnosed with prostate cancer. They had to have surgery, and I came out of the surgery with no need for chemo or radiation because all the cancer was gone.
Oh, God bless you.
And it was the victory song. So,
okay.
I'm into victory these days.
You got the victory, Chris.
Praise God.
Praise God. Our guest, Chris Squires. Don't forget, pick up the project, Wilmington Chester Mass Choir. And it's not over. God is in control. And is it in stores now, Chris?
Yes, it is. So you can get it at a Walmart, Best Buy, your Christian bookstores, or even at one of the local record stores in your neighborhood. So it's out there now.
Chris Squires, Wilmington Chester Mass Choir on Star 94.1.